We'll have some time for questions and discussion, hopefully at the end. So I'd be interested to hear maybe some of how that was with people. But I'm gonna start now with just talking a bit more about our theme of the four Brahma Viharas. So I've got them up here. And I've done this kind of thing, it's called a Venn diagram, isn't it? Which I think shows that the Karuna, Mudita, Upeksha, they're aspects of metta. They're aspects, dimensions of metta. So metta, loving kindness. And it has these different dimensions. It has the dimension of compassion. So it's said that when loving kindness, when a desire for others' well-being, happiness and well-being, meets suffering, then the response is compassion. And there's this dimension of mudita, appreciative or sympathetic joy. So when metta, loving kindness, meets happiness in others, there's a response of joy that others are happy. And it's also more broadly a kind of, more broadly just joy, just the experience of appreciation of other beings, of any manifestation, all manifestations of life, beauty, all of this. And then the fourth Brahma Vihara, Upeka, called Upeksha, equanimity. So this is kind of a wisdom dimension of metta, of loving kindness. I'll say more about this, but yeah, in a way it's, I was talking to Ratnarashi about this, in a way it's what distinguishes Buddhism. So all spiritual traditions tend to make love a central teaching, the importance, the centrality of love. But in Buddhism it's said that really, to really feel the depth of love, you know, that our deepest potential for love, it has to have wisdom too, it has to have this understanding, be underpinned by and flow from this understanding of how things really are. So that is Upeka, the wisdom aspect, the Vipassana, insight, wisdom aspect of loving kindness.